And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his season. For the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Good morning, this is Brother Wilmer. Here this morning, telephone number is 484-919-8850. I greet you all in the name of Jesus here this morning. I guess, Lord willing, I'll be putting on the devotional this week. This week, I would like to talk about something that is very dear to our family. I would like to talk about what our family calls the godly priority. Many times, our family has come to a halt. We needed to come to a halt and take some time to review these priorities. Some time ago, our family did a study, and we just came to realize that there are priorities that we need to keep in place. And it seems if we do not, or if we fall short of these priorities, things soon start to break down. So we find ourselves, just like many other families, that we need to review God's way and to get back on track. This morning I would like to speak about loving the Lord with all of our hearts, which is it is the first priority. It needs to be first priority in our life. And then later in the week, I would like to talk about the family. And then work. And then church. And then outreach. And then missions. This is a list of priorities that our family has found that it works, and that if we keep these priorities in order in our lives, we can avoid breakdowns in the family. This morning, speaking about loving the Lord with all of our heart and soul and mind. Deuteronomy 6:5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Deuteronomy 10:12. And now, Israel, what doeth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. To keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I have commanded thee this day, for thy good. Here we can see that God, our Creator, the one that created us, the one that gave us his manual, the Word of God, our Bible, understood that if we love him with all of our heart, mind, and soul, that this is for our good. Just repeat that verse there in 13. To keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes which I command thee this day for thy good. Deuteronomy 11:13. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in due season, for the first rain and latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, and thy wine, and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourself, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Matthew 22:37. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all of the law and the prophets. Here we see, from what I see here, if we love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind, this is what the whole Bible is talking about. It's to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and our neighbor as ourselves. It says, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So if we want to condense the Bible, the whole Bible, the New Testament, the Psalms, the Proverbs, the New Testament, if we want to bring that all into a couple sentences of what God is saying for our lives, it is simply saying that we shall love the Lord, our God, with all and all our mind. Mark 12:30, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. I found this interesting. Why is our great Creator, our Heavenly Father, concerned that we love Him with all of our heart and soul and mind? Why doesn't He just say to love Him with everything we have? He knows that we were wonderfully and fearfully made. For many people, their mind, they would like to be this, but their heart does not allow them to. Then there are people also that their heart comes to a place where they want to believe this, and the mind has a hard time accepting, they have a hard time working together. And thus, what happens in these cases, and many of these people's lives, is there's just a continual struggle within each of these persons. What the Lord really wants for us in our lives is to love Him with everything that's within us, our whole heart, our whole mind, and all of our soul. He wants us to love Him, and He wants us to be in unity within ourselves. And he wants us to get to a place where we agree within ourselves. Our heart agrees with our mind, and our heart and mind agrees with our soul, and that we love the Lord with everything that is within us. There are several different reasons why people find, or we as people find, civil war breaking out within us. It is when our heart wants to follow the Lord and wants to follow Him, but our mind continually argues with the heart. They are not in unity. Then there's another reason. When our heart wants to follow God and wants to love God, and our mind agrees to it, but our soul is not restored. This causes many Christians to stumble and to fail. It is when the heart loves the Lord and the mind is being renewed, but the soul is still deeply scarred and needs restoration. I would just encourage us all here this morning not to give up preaching. Allow the Lord to have time with the soul, with our souls. Our souls need restoration. We need to recognize that when we come to the Lord and we surrender our heart to the Lord, And when He gives us a new heart, and when He renews our mind, that there's still a lot of work to be done in our soul areas, as our soul is being restored. When we come to a place that our hearts surrender to Christ, surrender to our Heavenly Father, then the work can begin. The Holy Ghost can come within us. The Holy Ghost can start working in our lives. And the mind can be renewed day by day. And as the heart surrenders, and as the mind is renewed, the Holy Ghost can work and in our soul area. And with time, our souls can be restored. So, hopefully this can be an encouragement to us all that we don't give up. Many a times when we come to the soul area, when the Spirit of the Lord begins to work in the soul area, in our souls, and the restoration starts, we come face to face with things in our lives that are hard to face. But He was willing to and longs to baptize us with the Holy Ghost. Why? Because He sees and knows that we need the power of the Holy Ghost to walk through. We need that baptism of the Holy Ghost that we might have the power to walk through the baptism of fire. The Lord brings us to places. He brings us to hard things in our lives. He brings us to trials. And He brings us up against places. Why? He wants to set us free. He wants us to be renewed and restored in these areas, and He knows that we will never live the life that He intended for us to live unless we face some of these issues that are still deep in our soul. Thus He brings us up against these places. Why? So that we can be restored in these areas and love Him in unity within ourselves, with all of our heart, with all of our mind, and with all of our soul. He has something in store for us all, and many of us never find it, because we don't understand what is happening, and we lose our way along the way. My encouragement this morning would just be to trust the Lord, to give Him all of our heart, to give Him all of our mind, and then allow Him, no matter what it takes, to work in our souls and to continually restore the soul within us. And allow Him to do that work deep within us. Because He realizes that this is all for our good, and that the more that the soul is restored, the more we will have unity within ourselves and with Him. So I just share this with you all here this morning. I hope this can be an encouragement to you all. Allow, like the Bible says, that He will give us a new heart. Our minds will be renewed. And then in Psalm 23, He speaks about that valley of death. So many times in our Christian lives, we think that keep climbing up is more spiritual. And there's many songs that we sing about going up higher, going up higher. And that is good. But you know, there's times when the Lord wants to take us through that valley. Take your Bibles and read Psalm 23 this morning. He wants to take us through the valley of death. There are things in our souls that need to die. There are things in our souls that are incorrect. There's wrong thinking there. There's incorrect thinking there. There's that cause us to react in ways that are against what God wants for us. And He wants to, there are times in our lives that the Lord really wants to lead us into that valley of death. So some of these things can die within us. He doesn't want us to fear that. He wants us to know and understand that He will go with us into the valley. He will lead us to green pastures. He will lead us to fresh water. And He, in that valley, prepares a table in the sight of our enemies. Why? Because as these things die in our soul, and our souls are being restored, the enemy no longer has access, has no more an open way to get to our souls, because these areas die. And our soul is being restored. And He goes on to say there in Psalm 23 that He will prepare us a table in the inside of our enemies. Yes, the day will come when we can feast at this table and the enemies look on, but there's nothing they can do because we have been healed and restored in those areas in our soul. So let us be encouraged when the Lord is working in our lives. let us rejoice. When he brings us into trials that seem too hard to bear, let us surrender into his hand and let him heal and work within us what he wants to work within us. Be encouraged, brother and sister. Be encouraged today. And, yes, keep on loving the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and with all of your soul. It's the first priority. It's the highest priority in our lives. God be with you, and may God bless you, and as you go through this day.